The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 55, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasagikari, recorded on April 20th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number 55. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Bhaktyamam abhijanati.
Bhaktyamam abhijanati.
Bhaktyamam abhijanati.
Bhaktyamam abhijanati.
Yavan yashchashmi tatvatah. Yavan yashchashmi tatvatah. Tatomam tatvato gyatva. Tatomam tatvato gyatva. Vishate tadanantaram.
Vishate
tadanantaram. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his plenary portions cannot be understood by mental speculation nor by the non-devotees. If anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Otherwise, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always remain hidden. As already stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.25, Nahang Prakashya Sarvasya. He is not revealed to everyone. No one can understand God simply by erudite scholarship or mental speculation. Only one who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service can understand what Krishna is. University degrees are not helpful. One who is fully conversant with the Krishna science becomes eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom, the abode of Krishna. Becoming Brahman does not mean that one loses his identity. Devotional service is there, and as long as devotional service exists, there must be God, the devotee, and the process of devotional service. Such knowledge is never vanquished, even after liberation. Liberation involves getting free from the concept of material life. In spiritual life, the same distinction is there, the same individuality is there, but in pure Krishna consciousness. One should not mistakenly think that the word Vishate enters into me supports the monist theory that one becomes homogeneous with the impersonal Brahman. No. Vishate means that one can enter into the abode of the Supreme Lord in one's individuality to engage in his association and render service unto him. Just like today I've entered Latvia. Have I become Latvia? No. I'm still individual. For instance, a green bird enters a green tree not to become one with the green tree, but to enjoy the fruits of the tree. Impersonalists generally give the example of a river flowing into the ocean and merging. This may be a source of happiness for the impersonalist, but the personalist keeps his personal individuality, like an aquatic in the ocean. We find so many living entities within the ocean. If we go deep, surface acquaintance with the ocean is not sufficient. One must have complete knowledge of the aquatics living in the ocean depths. Because of his pure devotional service, a devotee can understand the transcendental qualities and opulences of the Supreme Lord in truth. As stated in the 11th chapter, only by devotional service can one understand. The same is confirmed here. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service and enter into his kingdom. After attainment of the Brahma-Bhuta stage of freedom from material conceptions, devotional service begins by one's hearing about the Lord. When one hears about the Supreme Lord, automatically the Brahma-Bhuta stage develops and material contamination, greediness, and lust for sense enjoyment disappears. As lust and desires disappear from the heart of a devotee, he becomes more attached to the service of the Lord, and by such attachment he becomes free from material contamination. In that state of life, he can understand the Supreme Lord. This is the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam also. After liberation, the process of bhakti or transcendental service continues. The Vedanta Sutra 4.1.12 confirms this. Aprayanat tatapi hidrishtam. This means that after liberation, the process of devotional service continues. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, real devotional liberation is defined as the reinstatement of the living entity in his own identity, his own constitutional position. The constitutional position is already explained. Every living entity is a part and parcel, fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his constitutional position is to serve. After liberation, this service is never stopped. Actual liberation is getting free from misconceptions of life.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagama Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sudaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, Krishna is speaking. So why are we listening to Krishna? I mean, so many people are speaking. Krishna is not an ordinary person. Krishna is God.
Krishna is Deus.
He is the source of all existence. Not a blade of grass can move without his sanction.
But zāles stiebras nekustās bez viņa sankcijas.
Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvyamam shanchamritchati.
Krishna explained.
Krishna's
He says that I am the enjoyer of everything. Because I am the owner of everything. And I am the very best friend of all living beings. And anyone who realizes these things about me, they become completely happy and peaceful. So, this is no ordinary person. Everything that exists is emanating from his body. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me.
Es esmu avots kā materiālajam tā garīgajai pasaulē. Viss izpaužās no manis.
Yes, that includes you.
Jā, tas ieskļauj.
You are an emanation from Krishna.
Jūs esat izpaužušies no Krishnas.
The city of Riga also is an emanation from
Krishna. Arī Rīga ir Krishnas izpausme.
Everything that exists is emanating from
Krishna.
It's all his energy. So, therefore, it has to be offered back to him. This is called recycling. If you don't recycle things, then you create pollution, isn't it? So, if we do not recycle the energy which is coming from Krishna, by offering it back to him, then we are polluting the atmosphere. And in a polluted atmosphere, what happens? You become blind. You become blind. You cannot see things as they are. It's like a thick fog descends upon you and you can't see anything clearly. This is a state known as mental pollution. So at the present time, the whole world is in a state of mental pollution. But there is a cleansing process which we are teaching. How everyone can become free from the mental pollution. By regularly chanting the holy names of God. You can chant according to your own scriptures, that is alright. If you're a Christian, you can chant a name from the Bible. If you're a Muslim, you can chant a name from the Holy Quran. Or you, if you have nothing else to chant, you can try this chant from the Vedas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I have personally been chanting this particular Hare Krishna mantra for 38 years. And I can tell you it is simply wonderful. So you have not yet chosen your mantra or prayer that you will chant to free yourself from mental pollution. I highly recommend this Hare Krishna chant. Actually, it is the best chant. We never say it's the only chant. But it is the best chant you can do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You may say that I am biased because I'm a Hare Krishna chanter. But no, I am a detached scientist. According to the great Kali Santarana Upanishad, which is the
an expounding of the great Vedic science.
Kas ir lielās, kas ir vēdiskās zinātnes izpausme.
It is stated there directly that there is no better mantra for awakening one's love of God than this Hare Krishna mantra. Previously I went to another guru and he charged me 1 month's rent for a mantra. Same amount of money it cost me to rent my apartment for 1 month, I paid to him for the mantra. And I went home and I was chanting that mantra. But nothing happened. I didn't feel the mental pollution going away. I didn't see any lights turning on within my heart. Nothing happened. It's like you go to the airport and you pay a ticket to go on an airplane ride. You get in the airplane and it just sits there. It doesn't take off, you see. We call that getting ripped off. I was cheated, you see. Out of 1 month's rent for an airplane that wouldn't take off, you see. But then one evening back in
1968,
my dear friend, his name was Patrick Dolan, he came to my house in Denver and Colorado and one evening and he started chanting this mantra.
Viņš atnāca pie manis uz māju Denverā, Colorado un sāka skandēt šo mantru.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Describing its great protective power.
Un aprakstīja, kāds varenas aizsargājušas spējas tajā piemīt.
So I inquired further from my friend Patrick about this mantra.
Un tad es tālāk izjautāju savu draugu Patrick par šo mantru.
And I began chanting this mantra.
Un es sāku to skandēt.
And I found out something very wonderful. This airplane takes off. And it didn't even cost me anything, it was a free ticket. This airplane will take you further than any airplane. This airplane will take you through the coverings of the universe. Did you know the universe has coverings? What we see at night is only a 4 billion mile diameter, you see. 4 billion miles on the inside, 4 billion miles across. But beyond this open space, there are 7 layers of coverings. They are very, very thick. The first covering is Earth. For 80 million miles, there is a covering of Earth. And there is a covering of water for 800 million miles. And then there is a covering of fire for 8 billion miles. And then a covering of air for 80 billion miles.
80 billion.
And then a covering of ether for 800 billion miles. And then there is a covering called Mahatattva, which is 8 trillion miles thick. And then the final covering is the covering known as Ahankara, false ego. That is 80 trillion miles thick.
jūdžu biesi.
Do we have any mathematicians here tonight?
Vai mums ir kādu matemātiķi šeit?
Anyone has studied mathematics?
Kas ir mācījies matemātiku?
No? Yes? What's the total?
Cik kopā būs?
You have the total? Can you add all those numbers up? I'll give you the total. I made A's in math. Stay, Dave. So, it's 88 trillion. 888 billion. 880 million miles thick. The coverings of the universe. Then once you get beyond those coverings, you have to fly, continue flying through the causal ocean until you get to the Virajar River.
Un tad, kad jūs tiekat cauri šiem apvalkam, tad jūs tad jums jaudot tālāk ir cēlonības okeānam.
And then you have, to bridge that Virajar River.
Un tad ir Virajar, ja? Virajar upe.
And then fly all the way through the Paravyoma, the spiritual sky.
Paravyoma.
Spiritual sky.
Un tad, kad jūs šķērsojat to upi, tad jūs tālāk tiesties, un tad garīgi lieta līdz garīgiem debesīm.
To the planet known as Krishna Loka. And there you can meet Krishna. And Radharani. And Nanda Maharaj. And Mother Yasoda. And the cowherd boys and the cowherd girl. And you can participate in their pastimes. If you have qualified yourself by pure devotional service. So this Hare Krishna airplane. It can take you through all those coverings across that river and across all that those material and spiritual skies in less than a second.
Un šī garīgā kalpošana mazāk kā sekundē spējus iznest cauri visiem šiem materiālajiem apvalkam un visiem tiem attālumiem garīgajā pasaulē.
You simply have to have total complete faith in that airplane. And totally absorb yourself in the process of bhakti yoga. According to the directions given by the great acharya, who have chalked out this pathway. This process works. Some people say, well, I tried your Hare Krishna process. And it didn't work. But you know what? They didn't try the process. They tried a pseudo version of the process. It's like saying, well, I tried to bake a cake and it didn't come out right. But you know what? The recipe wasn't right. If you follow a proper recipe to make banana cake, you do exactly what it says in the cookbook, you get a perfect banana cake every time. But if you don't follow the recipe, you do something different. You may think you're going to get a great banana cake at the end. But when you go to that oven after 25 or 30 minutes, and you open the door of that oven, you're going to be disappointed. Because you just got a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan, see? Your recipe did not include the baking powder, that's why. So what is the baking powder? That is described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text
55.
The verse that we have studied tonight tells you what is the baking powder. Bhaktya mam vijanati. That is the baking powder. Bhaktya. That is the baking powder, you see. By devotion. Don't try to be
Krishna.
Don't be envious of Krishna.
Neskalbiet Krishna.
Try to love Krishna.
Centieties mīlēt Krishna.
That is the formula.
Un tā ir formula.
They will enable you to cross through these trillions of miles of coverings within less than a second.
Kas dos jums iespēju šķērsot šo te apvalku triljoniem.
And come into direct eye-to-eye contact with that person who is the source of all existence.
Un nonāk kontaktā ar to personu, kas ir visas eksistences avots.
I can guarantee you this.
Es jums lūk, ko varu garantēt.
Going to Krishna Loka is better than any vacation spot you can find on this planet. Even Fiji.
But Fiji.
This is better than the Fiji Islands even. You can go direct contact with the Supreme Lord. You can go to a place where nobody gets old. Where nobody gets sick. Nobody dies. No one has to pay any taxes. There's no cold weather. Everybody's happy. There's no crime. There's no terrorism. Hare Krishna. So we're inviting everyone to that place. Because that is where you will enjoy life unlimitedly.
Tāpēc, ka tā ir vieta, kur jūs izbaudīsiet dzīvi neierobežot.
Simply put your faith in Krishna.
Vienkārši pilnībā investējiet savu ticību Krishna.
And chant these names with love.
Atkārtojiet šos vārdus ar mīlestību.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you will advance steadily on this pathway back to home, back to Godhead.
Un tad jūs stabili un regulāri attīstīsieties, ejot pa šo ceļu atpakaļ uz mājām.
I personally guarantee this to each and every one of you here in this room tonight.
Es katram personiski to garantēju, ikvienam šajā telpā šovakar.
I personally guarantee.
Es personiski to garantēju.
That if you will chant with faith and love,
jūs skandēsiet ar mīlestību un ticību.
You will feel how you becoming spiritually enlightened more and more every day.
Jūs jūtīsiet katru dienu, kā jūs kļūstat ar vien vairāk un vairāk garīgi apskaidrot.
You simply have to do it, that's all.
Vienkārši tas ir jādara.
Put your faith in these words and follow the instructions.
Ieliesiet ticību šajos vārdos un sekojiet šiem norādījumiem.
You'll be glad you did.
Un jūs būsiet priecīgi, ka jūs to darāt.
I took these instructions 38 years ago.
Es pieņēmu šos norādījumus 30.
I took them very seriously.
Es ļoti nopietni.
I fully dedicated my life to this process.
Pieņēmu tos un pilnībā veltīju savu dzīvi šim
procesam. And I am enjoying every day as the sweetest nectar.
Un katru dienu es baudu to kā saldāko nektāru.
The nectar is so sweet that you would think it couldn't get any sweeter than this.
Tas nektārs ir tik sals, ka jūs varētu domāt, nekas nevar būt saldāks par to.
Then the next day it's even sweeter. Just like it was so ecstatic here last week and a week and a half ago here in Riga, that this is the supreme nectar of my life. Certainly when I go to Lithuania, it couldn't be any better than this. But I went to Lithuania and it was like a million times better than what I experienced in Riga. But now I'm coming back to Riga thinking there could be nothing better than what I experienced in Lithuania. But I know how this process works. I'm going to experience, but now in Riga, a million times better than what I experienced in Lithuania. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. This is the nectar that you can be tasting every day at every minute. You just have to put your faith in the process. Read Prabhupada's books. Follow the instructions in these books. You'll be glad you did. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Kad kādi cilvēki apmeklē Hare Krishnas templu, tad mēs sagaidām, ka viņi, un mēs novērtējam to, ja viņi rīkojās tā kā bhaktas, piemēram, viņi paklanās ienākot, paklinās izejot. Kā būtu mums baktām jārīkojās, ja mēs nokļūstam, piemēram, baznīcā vai kādā mošajā, vai kādās tādās reliģiskās vietās? When a visitor comes to a Hare Krishna temple, we appreciate if one follows the principles that are the devotees follow. Let's say if a visitor offers obeisances in front of deities, etc. What a devotee should behave when a devotee happens to be at the church or mosque? How should we behave?
We should be respectful. Just like yesterday, a couple of days ago, we were driving from Vilnius to Kaunas in Lithuania.
Mums būtu ar cieņu jāizturās, kā piemēram, mēs pirms pāris dienām no Vilnius uz Kauni braucām.
And we were looking at a Christian church.
Un mēs skatījāmies uz kristiešu baznīcu.
And I was thinking, actually, you know, their architecture is more beautiful than what we have here in these countries.
Un tad es domāju, patiesībā šī arhitektūra ir brīnišķīgāka par to, kāda ir šajās valstīs mūsu tempļa arhitektūra.
So we have something to learn from them.
Ir mums kaut kas ir jāmācās no.
They have made these so many beautiful churches here in especially in Lithuania I was noting so many beautiful churches.
Brīnišķīgas baznīcas ir uzceltas Lietuvā īpaši.
So we should learn, we should be a little humble and realize they have better looking buildings than we do.
Mums jābūt ir zināmā mērā pazemīgiem un jāsaprot, ka viņiem, piemēram, ir labāk izskata celtnes nekā mums.
So therefore we should be respectful of other people and how they're worshiping God.
Yeah. Tāpēc mums ir jāciena veids, kādā cilvēki pielūdz Dievu. But if a devotee visits a church, should the devotee offer obeisances or in front of Jesus Christ or I'm talking about these things.
Depends on what the standard practice in that church is.
Tas ir atkarīgs no tā, es jautāju, kad mēs ieejam iekšā, vajadzētu mums, teiksim, Kristus priekšā klanīties vai kā mums vajadzētu. Tas atkarīgs no tā, kādi ir tie standarti tajā vietā.
I mean, there's all kinds of Christian churches with all kinds of different practices.
Ir ļoti daudz dažādu kristiešu baznīcu ar dažādām praksēm.
You ever heard of the holy rollers?
Holy rollers?
Yeah. They roll around on the floor, you see.
Svētie ripotāji, tie, kas virpi, viņi nu, ripo pa grīdu.
I went to one church where they go into this so-called ecstasy. They just, one boy, he just started running crazy all over the place, jumped over the railing and all this crazy stuff.
Tad es vienā vietā biju, kur viņi nokļūst tādā ekstāzē, ka viņi tur lec pāri margām un tur tādā ekstāzē.
I think we should invite them to come here.
Es domāju, ka mums vajadzētu viņus uzaicināt, lai viņi nāk šeit.
Or we should go to the range that we can go there and explain to them the science of Krishna.
Vai arī mums vajadzētu organizēt, ka mēs varam doties tur un izskaidrot Krishnas mācību.
I've gone to many Christian churches and given and spoken to them about this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness.
Es esmu bijis daudzās kristiešu baznīcās un runājis par šo brīnišķīgo Krishna sapratni.
They appreciate it very much.
Un viņi novērtē to ļoti lielā mērā.
That is our main interest. We'd like to go there and educate them in this process.
Tas ir mūsu interesēs, lai viņi to izglītot šajā procesā.
I don't think we need to go attending church services here and there. It's not so necessary for us.
Es nedomāju, ka mums būtu jāiet un jāapmeklē kādu kalpošanas baznīcās.
They worship God once a week on Sunday. We worship God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Viņi pielūdz Dievu vienreiz svētdienās. Mēs pielūdzam Dievu 24 stundas diennaktī.
But if you go there, at least you can offer your respects like that.
Bet ja jūs tur ejat, tad jūs vismaz šādā veidā varat izrādīt savu cieņu.
Any other question?
Guru Maharaj, jūs Bhagavad Gita un arī jūs savā lekcijā vairāk kārt izteicā tā kā pārmetumu, ka nevajag cerēt uz Brahman Čotunasi, ka tu izpildīs starojumu. Man liekas, ka Latvijā, Lietuvā, Eiropā šis jautājums vai tic, vai netic, vienalkuram Dievu. Vai tas ir vajadzīgs, par prāt, maģot ir vispār
vai jautājums par Brahma Jyoti ir aktuāls Latvijā. You have mentioned several times in your lectures about merging, that there is a certain desire to merge with Brahma Jyoti. But is it this issue important in Europe, especially in our countries? Because in our countries we either believe or not believe in God. So this issue about Brahma Jyoti, is it important in Europe?
You'd be surprised.
Jūs būsiet pārsteigts.
How strong Mayavad philosophy is in the Western world now.
Cik spēcīga Mayavad filozofija ir rietumu pasaulē šobrīd.
You'd be very surprised if you go around and check with different groups that study Eastern religion.
Jūs iepazīsieties ar dažādām grupām, kas studē.
Check out different books in the bookstores.
Religijas vai pat paraugieties grāmatnīcās.
I know in America it's very, very big.
Es zinu, Amerikā tā ir ļoti liela lieta.
This Mayavadi philosophy is everywhere and all over the planet. I can see it everywhere.
Mayavadi filozofija ir ļoti nopietna. Visur pasaulē redzam.
It's very common now.
Un tā ir ļoti ierasta.
Even the Christian priests are being influenced by Mayavadi philosophy.
Pat kristiešu priesteri ir ietekmēti no šīs.
The other day, several months ago, I was having breakfast with some Catholic seminary students in our Los Angeles temple restaurant.
Dažus mēnešus atpakaļ man bija saruna ar katolicismu studentiem Los Angeles.
They were studying to be Catholic priests.
Un viņi studēja, lai kļūtu par katoļu priesteriem.
And they were speaking Mayavadi philosophy.
Un viņi runāja Mayavadi filozofiju.
So if Catholic priests, if young men studying to be Catholic priests are accepting Mayavadi philosophy as true, you can understand how much Mayavadi philosophy has taken root.
Ja jauns cilvēks, kas studē, lai kļūtu par katoļu priesteri, uzskata, ka Mayavadi filozofija ir patiesa, tad jūs varat iedomāties, kādā mērā tā ir izplatījusies.
I encounter it all the time.
Es esmu to novērējis ļoti daudz.
Very, very common. People send me emails.
Cilvēki raksta man uz e-pastu.
They say, oh, the Jiva and the Paramatma, they are one.
Viņi saka, ka Jiva un Paramatma ir viens un tas pats.
Why are you making distinction? They challenge me.
Kā jūs varat veikt atšķirības ar tām? Viņi izaicina mani.
Mayavadism is going quite strong right now.
Mayavadisms ir ļoti spēcīgs šobrīd.
And I've seen in the Western countries it's going very strong.
Un es to redzu rietumu valstīs.
Don't underestimate the inroads that Mayavadi philosophy has made into the Western civilization.
Nenovērtējiet par zemu to ietekmi, ko Mayavadi filozofija atstāja uz rietumu civilizāciju.
Go to a New Age bookstore here in Riga, a place where they sell New Age books, and just see what's out there, what people are reading.
Aiziet uz New Age grāmatnīcām un paskatieties, ko cilvēki lasa.
They have some New Age type bookstores here.
I don't know.
No.
Varbūt might be some.
Yeah. Yeah, check out the New Age section. Go to a major bookstore here, a popular bookstore, and check out the books on spirituality. You'll see Mayavadi philosophy.
Lielākajām grāmatnīcām un apskatieties sadaļā, kur ir garīgums, apskatieties, kāds ir grāmatas.
If you don't believe me, we can go together and I'll show you.
Ja jūs man neticat, mēs kopā varam aiziet, es jums parādīšu.
We can go to that bookstore together. I can take a translator and we can look at the books and I can show you.
Kopā ar tulku mēs varat aiziet un es jums parādīšu.
When I first joined the movement, I was also a little doubtful, so I went to the bookstore myself and took a notebook and I opened up so many books there in the bookstore, and sure enough, every one of them was containing Mayavadi philosophy.
Es, kad pievienojos šai kustībai, arī sākumā tā šaubīgi skatījos uz to, bet tad es aizgāju uz grāmatnīcu un piezīmi bloknotā pierakstīju, un praktiski katrā grāmatā, ko es atvēru, tur bija Mayavadi filozofija.
There's very, very popular authors now, big, very popular authors in Europe who are heavy-duty Mayavadis.
Ir ļoti populāri autori šobrīd Eiropā, kas ir ļoti nopietni Mayavadi.
They have many, many followers. They have thousands and thousands of followers who think that they're enlightened gurus.
Tūkstošiem sekotāji, kas uzskata viņus par guru.
There are people coming from India.
Ir cilvēki, kas brauc no Indijas.
So-called gurus, you see.
tā sauktie guru.
And they tour all over the world. They come to Europe, they go to Australia, and people go there thousands to see them.
Un viņi uzstājās Eiropā, Austrālijā, visā pasaulē, un cilvēki tūkstošiem iet uz viņu.
And they are presenting Mayavadi philosophy.
Un viņi iepazīstina ar Mayavadi filozofiju.
Mayavadi philosophy is the idea that the soul and God are one and the same. There's no difference.
Mayavadi filozofija balstās uz ideju, ka Dievs un dvēseli ir viens un tas pats, un ka starp viņiem nav atšķirība.
Any other questions? Yeah. Behind you. She got her hand up first.
Ir jāpiedāvā atpakaļ Dievam. Ir skaidrs tādām lietām, kā piemēram ēdienas, bet ko darīt ar saules gaismu, ar gaisu, ko mēs elpojam, tas taču arī nāk no Krišnas. Mums tas būtu jāpiedāvā, jeb jābūt pateicīgiem. You mentioned about how important it is to offer everything back to God. It is clear when we talk about, let's say, food, but what to do with the sunlight or air we breathe?
It's also yeah, so when you breathe air, that gives you power for speaking, doesn't it?
Kad jūs elpojat, tas taču jums dod spēku, lai jūs varētu runāt, vai ne?
It's like when you speak, you're exhaling air when you speak.
Tad, kad jūs runājat, tad jūs ielpojat gaisu un izelpojat.
Just like if we sing, you have, when you're singing, you have to inhale to keep your singing going. You have to inhale every few seconds. You have to keep inhaling. So you can offer that breath to Krishna by vibrating transcendental sound.
Jūs varat piedāvāt šo gaisu Krishnam caur transcendentālām skaņu vibrācijām.
You're breathing air, so when you exhale, you can speak some glories of Krishna with your exhalation.
Un tad, kad jūs izelpojat, tad jūs runājat, tad jūs cildināt Krishna.
Or you can chant.
Vai jūs skandēniet svētos
vārdus. And as far as the sun,
the
sun is making everything visible, isn't it? So when you see something, you must immediately think, oh, this is the property of Krishna. That way you're engaging the sun in the service of Krishna. So in this way, everything can be engaged. You can engage the whole universe in Krishna. You had a question?
Vismaz kā tāds starposms. Mayavadi philosophy is condemned, but isn't this way better than living like an animal? So like a middle way. Isn't it like a middle way on the path?
Yes and no.
Ja un ne.
For these strict Mayavadi sannyasis, yeah.
Tādam ļoti nopietnam Mayavadi sannyasi, jā.
But for the general people who embrace Mayavadi philosophy and use it to justify sense gratification, no.
Bet cilvēkiem, kas pieņem Mayavadi filozofiju, lai vienkārši apmierinātu savus jūtekļus, ne.
There's the austere Mayavadi sannyasis.
Ja, ir ļoti asketisks Mayavadi sannyasi.
And then there are the gross Mayavadi sense gratifiers.
Un tad ir vienkārši tādi prasti Mayavadi jutekļu apmierinātāji.
I remember I had when I was running a small preaching center in Oklahoma many years ago.
Es atceros Oklahoma pirms gadiem man bija tāds sludināšanas centrs.
There was one lady, she was a follower of Mayavadi philosophy.
Un tur bija kāda kundze, kas bija Maivādi filozofija.
So you know in Krishna consciousness, we cook and Krishna is the first one to enjoy.
Jūs zināt, ka Krishnas apziņā, tad, kad mēs gatavojam ēdienu, Krishna...
No one is allowed to enjoy, you see, Krishna has to enjoy first, isn't it?
Un nevienam nav atļauts baudīt to, pirms Krishna nav baudījis.
So she would come early to the temple and walk into the kitchen when I was cooking the feast. She would come walk into the kitchen while I was cooking the feast. It was a one-man preaching center. I did everything. I collected the money. I went on book distribution. I went on Harinam. I did lectures. I had ran the whole center all by myself. I did the shopping. I had to cut the vegetables. I cooked all the preparations. I washed all the dishes. I got some help on the dishes, I think, on Sunday. But anyway, I was there all by myself trying to cook the Sunday feast. And this lady, she would come walking into the back, up to the back door and open it up, and she would go... She would say, what is Krishna going to enjoy today? Her philosophy was, it's all one. I am Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. Ah, what will Krishna enjoy today? So this is Mayavadi. I have many. I know the Mayavadis very well. I was formerly a Mayavadi also. My first exposure to Eastern thought was Mayavadi authors, you see. I know very well the Mayavadi. The Mayavadi books taught me that I am Krishna, you see.
Mayavadi grāmatas man iemācīja to, ka es esmu Krishna.
The first time I went to the Hare Krishna temple.
Tad, kad pirmo reizi aizgāju uz Hare Krishna
temple. It was 1968 at our temple, the second ISKCON temple at 518 Frederick Street in San Francisco, California, USA.
Un 1968. Gadā es aizgāju, tas bija otrais Hare Krishna templis un atradās viņš San Francisco.
So my friend Patrick had taught me the mantra. So I was chanting the mantra in the temple.
Mans draugs Patriks bija iemācījis man mantru, un es skandēju šo mantru templī.
And then one young Brahmacharini, she came up to me, she said, oh, you're chanting so nicely.
Un tad kāda Brahmacharini pievērs man uzmanību un teica, oh, jūs skandējat tik ļoti jauki.
I didn't say it out loud, but in my mind I was thinking, ha, 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 if she only knew that I am Krishna.
Bet es skaļi to neteicu, bet savā prātā es domāju, ha, 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 ja vien viņa zinātu, ka es esmu Krishna.
So I know these Mayavadis very well. I'm from their camp, you see. I know what's going on inside their heads. I know them very, very well. And I debated with them for many years on the college campuses in the U.S. At the University of Florida campus, I started the Food for Life program is still going on. I started going out there in 1973 on that campus with Prashadam.
Florida, 1973. Gadā, studentu kopmītnes, kas tur...
It's now 2008. That means for 35 years we have been distributing prasadam regularly on that campus for 35 years straight, ever since I started going out there. But many incarnations of God used to come and challenge me there on the campus. That I am God. So I said, well, if you're God, tell me when I was born. Because God knows everything. Then you even know when I was born. But these gods failed to prove that they were God.
You know?
So they say that I am God. But now I am separated. Just by ignorance only I am separated.
Bet tagad, vienkārši tumsības dēļ, es esmu šķirts.
And when the ignorance is removed, then I will again be seated as God, you see. But let me ask you this question. Is that logical? That ignorance could overpower God? God is the supreme powerful. Everything is His energy, including ignorance. Just like even the gross example, the fog covers the sun, isn't it? And it's the energy of the sun. The sun evaporates the water, and then it comes as cloud. But actually, the clouds do not cover the sun.
Un patiesībā tā ir saules enerģija, jo saules enerģijas rezultātā iztvaiko ūdens un raudā šis mākonis.
The fog covers us, it doesn't cover the sun.
Nevar miglā aizklāt sauli.
So God can never be covered by illusion.
Dievs nekad Dievu nepārklāja tumsību.
We can be covered by illusion.
Mums var pārklāt tumsību.
But God cannot be covered by illusion.
Bet Dievu ne.
If ignorance could overpower God, then ignorance would be God.
Ja tumsība varētu uzveikt Dievu, tad tumsība būtu Dievs.
So this Mayavadi philosophy that I am the supreme, but I just forgot about it due to ignorance.
Bet šī te Mayavadi filozofija, ka es esmu augstākais, bet es esmu vienkārši to aizmirsis, tāpēc, ka...
Simply bogus philosophy.
Mani pārklājas tumsība, tā ir vienkārši viltus filozofija.
And then the Mayavadis, they may argue. But this is simply my lila. Simply my pastime to pretend like I'm in ignorance. So what is our counter argument for that? Prabhupada gave the counter argument. If they go so far as to say, this is my lila, that I'm in ignorance, then we can say that you are God, I accept. But I am also God. And my lila is to kick you in the face. So the point is, these Mayavadis, but we don't give them any credence, you see.
We don't give them any
credit for knowing the truth. God is one without a second. God has no competitors. God means the Supreme Being.
Dievs nozīmē augstākā dzīvā.
There can only be one supreme being.
Un varbūt tikai viena augstākā dzīvā.
How many supreme courts are there in Latvia?
Cik augstāko tiesu ir šeit Latvijā?
How many? 10? 1.
Viena.
Supreme court means only one.
Augstākā tiesa nozīmē tikai vienu.
If there's more than one, it's a lower level court.
Ja tie ir vairāk, tas nozīmē, tie ir zemākā līmenī.
When you get to the level of supreme court, there's only one.
Bet tajā līmenī, augstākās tiesas līmenī,
so there's only one supreme being.
Tāpēc ir tikai viena augstākā dzīvā būtība.
He has millions of names. That's all right.
Viņam ir miljoniem vārdu. Tas ir
Krishna, Allah, Jehovah, Buddha, Govinda, Nrisinga. Millions of names.
Miljoniem vārdu.
But there's only one supreme being.
Tad ir tikai viena augstākā dzīvā.
It's not that everybody is the supreme being.
Nav tā, ka katrs ir augstākā dzīvā.
That I'm God and you're God and she's God and he's God.
Dievs un viņš ir un viņi ir Dievs un tā tālāk.
This is bogus philosophy.
Tā ir viltus filozofija.
It's like that Beatles song, I am the walrus. I am you as you are he and he is she and we and I am the walrus. Goo 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 joob.
Jā, ir Beatles tāda dziesma, mēs esam valzēts.
It was a Beatles song. The only good thing about that song was they said, but I'm standing on the Eiffel Tower chanting Hare Krishna. The Beatles. There was one good point in that song. It was they said, I am standing on the Eiffel Tower chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
That's the one good thing about that song. But other than that, it was just Mayavadi philosophy. I am you, is you or me, is he is she, is they or we, you know, like that. So anyway, is there any other questions?
Lasījis, ka ir tikai viena saule, un ja tas ir tā, tad kas ir zvaigznes un kur tās atrodas? I have read that there is only one sun in the universe. If it is so, then what are the stars and where they are located?
They are reflecting the sun, then.
Zvaigznes atstaro saules gaismu. What is it? A star?
Reflection, reflectors.
Atstarotāji. Atražētāji.
Any other question? Yeah.
Mums jautājums ir, vai bhaktas, kas mēģina praktizēt virsmas apziņu, vai viņi var neapzināt arī būt ietekmēt Mayavadi filozofiju, un kāds izpauks, un kā ir to cīnīt?
Vai
Bhaktas var neapzināt, būt ietekmēt, vai ar viņiem izprausties Mayavadi filozofijas aspekti vai Mayavadi?
Is it possible that one who is practicing devotional service is unconsciously affected by Mayavadi?
Yes.
Yeah. And how it happens? How does it happen?
Yes, there are Mayavadis who do bhakti also. They say in the first stage of bhakti, there is Krishna and there is the devotee. And in the perfectional stage of bhakti, the devotee becomes Krishna. They do bhakti for the purpose of becoming one with God, becoming God. So we have to be careful that we don't get any false ideas, you know, about our practice of bhakti.
Mums ir jābūt ļoti uzmanīgi, lai mums neparaudītos nepareizas idejas par mūsu bhakti procesu.
We have to always remember Jivara Sarupahai, Krishnara and Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the living being is he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Do not ever think of enjoying Radharani or Sita. You see, then you're falling in the trap of Ravana. Be careful. Next question.
Vai jūs varētu izskaidrot, ko nozīmē garīgums? Varbūt kā tā, ka cilvēks ir labs, pozitīvs, bet viņš netic Dievam, bet ir garīgs. Could you kindly explain the term spirituality? Is it possible that one is a very nice person, but one doesn't believe in God, but at the same time he is spiritual?
The actual term is sattvik.
Patiesais tas termins ir sattviskums.
That means that person has all pious qualities.
Tas nozīmē, ka cilvēkam ir visas labās īpašības, dievbijīgās īpašības.
It is called sattva guna, the mode of goodness. In this material world, it is the best position. It's very close to the spiritual platform. It's the next door neighbor of the spiritual platform. The launching pad to the spiritual platform. But it's not quite the spiritual platform yet. You have to take it one step further. It's like a car is meant for traveling, isn't it? If I give you a very nice car, you'll be very happy. But if you don't, you simply let it sit in your driveway, it won't take you anywhere. You have to put it into practice. You have to put it into practical use. On the sattvic platform, we have what is called jnana, or knowledge of God, spiritual knowledge.
Sattviskajā līmenī, skaidrības līmenī, mums ir jāni, ja tātad garīgā zinātne.
So in that sense, we can say it is spirituality.
No vienā ziņā mēs varētu teikt, ka tas ir...
Because the knowledge is there of a spiritual existence.
Tāpēc, ka ir zināšanas par to, kā garīgums pastāv.
Just like, for example, do you understand that you are not your body?
Piemēram, vai jūs saprotat, ka jūs neesat...
That you're a spiritual being, do you understand that?
Yeah.
So, many people have some theoretical idea that they are a spirit, they're not their body. So that understanding is on the, that is the beginning point. But it is not the perfection. The perfection is when you actually learn how to live in your spiritual identity 24 hours a day. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. Even a spiritual person, you see, when they interact with the material society forces them to act in material ways. Do you understand? It's difficult for them to manifest their spirituality, you know, in all situations. But for a person who is actually fully on the transcendental platform, they can perfectly manifest their spiritual nature in all times, places, and circumstances. So one who has pious qualities, they're close to being spiritual. When that pious person understands like you do that you're not your body but you're a spirit. Then they're moving closer. But when they actually learn how to manifest spirituality in their every word, thought, and deed, 24 hours a day in all circumstances, then they're perfectly situated in spirituality. Does that answer your question? Oh, very good. Yes.
Pieminējis, ka Višnu Džani Maharāģis ir viņu iepazīstinājis ar Krišnas apziņu, vai varētu pastāstīt, kā tas notika. You have mentioned many times that Višnu Džani Swami introduced you to the Krishna consciousness movement. Could you tell more about how it happened?
So much more I could tell.
Es daudz ko varētu pastāstīt par to.
That's the answer.
Kā ir atbildi?
Maybe a little tidbit, you know. I still remember that most poignant instruction he gave me. He said, you have to become sober.
Tādu svarīgāko mācību norādījumu, ko viņš man teica, jums ir jākļūst nosvērtam.
He also used to say, casual means casualty. You understand the meaning?
I
can help.
Proper word in Latvian.
I can help English.
Lietiši, casual.
In other words, if you take the process too loosely, then you kill yourself.
Tad ja jūs procesam pieiet pārāk vienkāršo, tad jūs nogurināt sevi.
But in English it's a very interesting poetry. Casual means casualty.
Casual, when your dress code is casual or formal, yeah, and casual.
Casual means you're very relaxed, you're not very strict, very loose.
Kad jūs esat tāds valīgs, kad jūs kļūstat pārāk valīgs, tas kļūst par iemeslu, ka jūs...
You know, 4 regulative principles, well, 3.5 regulative principles.
Ir apmēram tā, nu tur ir 4 regulējušie principi, nu lai būtu 3...
2.5 regulative principles.
2.5 regulējušie principi, nu tā.
Let's take it easy, you know.
Mēs esam principi.
That's called casual.
Tas ir tāds valīgums.
Not strict, loose. So he said, if you're loose, then you're killing yourself. You will kill yourself. That was his point. So by being strict, then you achieve immortality. You see? That's the point.
Guru Maharaj, regarding this word, I noticed in your lectures, this word sober, which means
sober.
Sober. We use when it's one is not drunk. It's opposite to being drunk, and then it's kind of equipoised.
Yeah.
Which meaning is what is?
Sober means to not be intoxicated. That's one thing. Yeah. To be very level-headed. To be very serious. Yeah. That is sober.
Es noskaidroju vienkārši par to, ir vairākas nozīmes tam vārdam. Būt ļoti nopietnam, būt norādījums. Es ļoti nopietnis.
Not joking around, not kidding around, but very serious.
Tas ir antonīms vārdam vieglprātīgs. It's opposite to frivolous.
Frivolous, yeah.
Frivolous.
Скажите,
пожалуйста, там вот есть 4 регулирующих принципа, и, в общем, в интоксикации как бы считается, что не рекомендуется употреблять, например, там чай или шоколад. И если время проходит, и человек, он остается еще привязан, у него как бы вкус этот остается, он не уходит, он может причинять человеку какие-то неприятные переживания. Как ему избавиться или попросить Кришну?
Jautājums ir, no 4 regulējušiem principiem viens ir izvairīties no apreibinošo vielu lietošanas, bet pie apreibinošajām vielām ir pieminēta arī tēja un šokolāde, nekad kafija, šokolāde, okay, es noskatu. Un kā, bet jau šī garša ir palikusi vēlme pēc šīm garšām, tad kā no tām izvairīties pēc paiet laika? Among 4 regulated principles, there is one, avoid intoxications. And among them, tea is mentioned and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But when time passes, if attachment to that particular taste still is there, how to get rid of it?
If you deepen your taste for the holy names.
Dziļāk būs jūsu garša pēc svētā vārda.
Then all material tastes will pale into insignificance.
Tad visas materiālās garšas, viņas izbālēs nebūtībā.
Simple thing. Vishayāveni vardante nirahāra shidehina rāshavā shangrupyopya shāparangrishrane vardate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains, but ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Iemiesotā dzīvā būtne, viņa varbūt sevi atradinājusi no jutekļa apmierināšanas, taču šī garša pēc tā vēl, garša vēl varbūt palikusi, un vienīgais veids, kā to, kā atbrīvoties no šīs vēlmes pēc šīs garšas, ir sevi iepazīstināt ar augstāku garšu.
So you simply have to dive deeper into that nectarian ocean known as Namamrita Sindhu. The sweet nectarian ocean of the holy name. The deeper you dive, the less you'll be attracted to the so-called pleasures of earth, the material existence. The deeper you dive, the less you'll be attracted to the so-called pleasures of material existence. If you're still attracted to the pleasures of material existence, dive deeper. And if you're still attracted, dive even deeper. And if you're still attracted, dive even deeper. And if after all that you're still attracted, then you have to dive even deeper into that ocean, Namrita Sindhu. I guarantee you, you'll reach a point where you'll lose all material attraction. Every bit of it will be gone. Because this Krishna consciousness is extraordinarily blissful.
Man ir jautājums par šokolādi. Es nekad nebiju dzirdējis, ka šokolāde ir starp intoksikācijām. I've never heard that chocolate is among intoxications. Could you explain about that?
It has a little caffeine in it.
Tur nedaudz kofeīns iekšā.
Small amount of caffeine. You can take care of it, it's all right. Offer to Krishna.
But you varat, you can take
carob.
Carob
is a chocolate substitute.
But ir šokolādes aizvietotājs. Carobs. Carob, yeah. Carobs, kuru jūs varat piedāvāt Krishna.
Yes, many a soul have been. Yeah, I remember when I was first preaching in Gainesville, Mother Gayatri used to make carob cake every night, and we made so many devotees with that carob cake.
Es atceros pirmo reizi, kad es Gainesville sudināju, tad
Yeah, Mother Gayatri, she would make carob cake every...
We had an carob kūkas cepat, un mēs pateicotām, ka carob kūkām ļoti daudz kļūt par baktām.
We had a program every night, garanga potatoes and carob cake.
Garanga potato, yeah. Garanga kartupeli un carob kūkas.
I tell you, we made a lot of devotees. When I joined that center, there was three of us. His mother Gayatri, her husband Amarendra Prabhu, and me, Sankarshan Das Brahmachari. We were the three people in that center. In a little tiny upstairs rented apartment. And 1 year later, we had 25 full-time devotees and we bought a big property with two buildings and a parking lot. That carob cake was really good. And the cauliflower pakoras are pretty good too. Cauliflower pakoras.
Yeah.
And tomato chutney.
Tomato chutney.
Second to none. That was my first lesson in cooking. Mother Gargi took me in the kitchen and taught me how to make cauliflower pakoras.
Tas bija man pirmā mācība, ko es iemācījos virtuvē, kā Māte Gayatri man iemācīja, kā taisīt puķkāliflower pakoras.
So it was amazing. Just by that nice carob cake and cauliflower pakoras, so many devotees we made.
Tas bija apbrīnojami, kā šo te carob kūkām un puķkāpost pakorām, tik daudz kļūt par baktām.
See any other questions? So everybody's happy now? Very good. Very good. We want you to be happy. So you give your whole life to Krishna. We want you to give your whole life to Krishna. Will you do that?
I'll try.
How hard will you try? Very hard or not very hard? Very good. Come take this garland. Let's see. Can I get this? Yes. Come. You will try very hard to win the Krishna. Very good. Very good. So any other question? Yes? No. All right. That means everybody's ready for the next program. So we thank you very much. There'll be a class here tomorrow morning beginning at 10 minutes till 8. I'll be lecturing again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and on Wednesday night also at 6 o'clock in the evening. You're welcome to come back for all of my lectures. And now we have something even better than Mother Gayatri's carob cake. So everyone come and get some prasadam. Hare Krishna. Raja Vijay Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Srimad Sankarshan Dasadikari ki jai.